These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, mental health advocates in Macon have results from a community survey of adverse childhood experiences. After 7 years, a bridge in Atlanta reopened to drivers in a rededication ceremony. And a new University of Georgia survey found aggressive behaviors in some Joro spiders.
And they happened to release two spiders side by side, and sure enough, they started fighting each other.
Today is Friday, August 1st. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Mental health advocates in Macon-Bibb County embarked on their second-ever community survey this summer. They measured many of their neighbors' adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, score. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on what they found.
This year, the team at Macon Mental Health Matters surveyed 126 adults across 13 zip codes in and around Macon. Most reported an ACEs score of 0 to 6. The average score for Macon-Bibb proper was 3.53, falling on the lower end of the scale that measures abuse, trauma, and neglect experienced as a kid. But the sample size is still small, survey lead Andrea Cook told city leaders this week.
We're happy about the number of responses that we got, but it would be so much more impactful if we were able to reach more people.
Especially in more vulnerable zip codes. For now, the survey offers a way for Cook and others to connect people to resources like counseling or group therapy. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
A study from the nonpartisan healthcare research group KFF says Georgia insurance premiums could rise by 21% next year. A key reason is the expiration of Affordable Care Act subsidies, originally passed by Congress in 2021. Those subsidies are expected to expire at the end of the year unless lawmakers extend them. Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff says federal lawmakers need to act on a solution while Georgians brace for higher costs.
We're talking about thousands of dollars per year more that Georgia families will pay to get health insurance for ourselves and for our kids when folks are already having trouble making ends meet.
The KFF study says Georgia's 21% expected increase is higher than the median 15% expected rise in 20 states. As students return to class for a new school year, Georgia school districts are implementing a new state law aimed at tackling chronic absenteeism. About 21% of Georgia students, or 360,000 in total, were chronically absent, missing 18 days or more of school last year. A legislative committee, including Macon State Senator John F. Kennedy, is studying the issue over the summer, trying to get to the root causes.
I think it can be everything from mental health issues. It can be unstable housing that students are facing. It could be unreliable transportation issues and problems there. And sometimes it may just be a lack of connection that the student has with their school.
The new law creates court-overseen review teams to monitor local absenteeism policies and also prohibits schools from expelling students solely for attendance violations. The Grand Opera House in Macon is set to undergo renovations. A marketing official for Mercer University, which operates the venue, says the changes will be focused on backstage areas. Funding comes from Macon-Bibb County, which published documents in late July seeking a construction partner. After 7 years and many detours, a downtown Atlanta bridge is finally reopened to traffic. The ribbon cutting yesterday highlights continued investment in a key corridor linking business and entertainment hubs. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports the bridge also has a new name.
The Spring Street Bridge is now the Ted Turner Bridge, honoring one of the city's most famous business leaders and former owner of CNN. The upgrades include a new viaduct and roadway, focusing on improving traffic flow and safety. The area also features wider crosswalks and new bike lanes, linking businesses and entertainment districts. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens spoke at the project's ribbon cutting. He says this corridor will support long-term mobility and ongoing efforts to enhance the downtown area. The project was a partnership between the local and state departments of transportation and the Federal Highway Administration. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Atlanta rapper Quavo is launching a new emergency trauma therapy fund through his nonprofit, the Rocket Foundation, after a weekend that saw dozens of shootings in the city of Atlanta. The fund honors two victims with ties to the foundation, 18-year-old Deshaun Johnson, a former Rocket Camp attendee, and Aaron Coach Ball Hines, a mentor with the Offender Alumni Association. Quavo's foundation is partnering with local groups to provide trauma-informed therapy for youth and families affected by gun violence. Earlier this week, Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens addressed the weekend violence after one person was found dead and 10 others were injured after a shooting in the Sweet Auburn neighborhood of Atlanta. Former Food Network star Paula Deen has abruptly closed the Savannah restaurant that she started with her two sons nearly three decades ago. In a statement on her social media today, Deen said that she and her sons, Jamie and Bobby Deen, had made the, quote, heartfelt decision to close the Lady and Sons and another Savannah restaurant, the Chicken Box. No reason was given. Four other restaurants that she owns in other states will remain open. The iconic Lady and Sons opened in 1996 and helped launch Deen's fame, bringing more attention and visitors to Savannah. Her Food Network show premiered in 2002 and ran for a decade. Time now to turn our attention to the creepy crawlies of living in Georgia. For the better part of the last decade, people here have reported seeing yellow-striped Joro spiders perched on webs. A new study from the University of Georgia finds some of these normally peaceful spiders can be aggressive. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Joro spiders aren't native to Georgia, and they're usually unmoving, docile creatures. Andy Davis is a research scientist at the University of Georgia's Odum School of Ecology. He says his team of researchers recently learned that some Joros turn hostile in stressful situations.
And they happened to release two spiders side by side, and sure enough, they started fighting each other.
Dr. Davis notes the behavior is an unusual case of cannibalism outside of mating, and so far, it's only been observed between female Joro spiders. He says it's worth studying as we learn more about these invasive spiders in our native ecosystems. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
In Georgia sports, the Atlanta Braves will face the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow in the first ever Major League Baseball game in Tennessee. The Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway is expected to set a single game regular season attendance record. More than 85,000 tickets have been sold. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. For more Georgia news, visit gpb.org/news. We always remind you to hit subscribe on this podcast so you stay current with us in your feed. And send feedback to georgiatoday@gpb.org. We love constructive criticism and positive comments as well. I'm Orlando Montoya. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back again next week with more Georgia Today.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.